Turn, if you will, in your Bible to Joshua chapter 4. Joshua chapter 4. And it came to pass, when all the people had completely crossed over to Jordan, that the Lord spoke to Joshua, saying, Take for yourselves 12 men from the people, one man from every tribe, and command them, saying, Take for yourselves 12 stones from here, out of the midst of the Jordan, from the place where the priest's feet stood firm. You shall carry them over with you and leave them in the lodging place where you lodge tonight. Then Joshua called the 12 men whom he had appointed from the children of Israel, one man from every tribe, and Joshua said to them, Cross over before the ark of the Lord your God, into the midst of the Jordan, and each one of you shall take up a stone on his shoulder, according to the number of tribes of the children of Israel, that this may be a sign among you, when the children ask in the time saying, or come saying, What do these stones mean? Then you shall answer them that the waters of the Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord, when it crossed over the Jordan. And these stones shall be for a memorial to the children of Israel forever. Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, today, Lord, once again we come to you realizing that if your Holy Spirit doesn't speak to our hearts today and reveal to us what we need in our life, Lord, then we'll go from this place not having heard. So, Lord, I pray right now that we'll put aside everything that might hinder us from hearing. Lord, that we might open our ears to your understanding and our hearts, that we might see the word and speak to us, Lord. We give you praise, for it's in Christ's name we ask it. Amen. Heard this little poem years ago. It goes like this. And ask yourself, and ask a question. Have you forgotten God? Have you forgotten God? In the glare of the earthly pleasure, in the fight for earthly treasure, midst your blessings without measure, have you forgotten God? You are thoughtful of the stranger from the palace to the manger, and the weak you shield from danger, but have you forgotten God? While his bounties you're accepting, are you his commands neglecting? And his call to you rejecting, have you forgotten God? See the shades of night appalling on your pathway now are falling. Hear you not those voices calling? Have you forgotten God? You see, I believe many times we are like this little poem. We think of the heavenly blessings that God gives us. I could just name you one blessing after the other. God has given us many blessings in this church, and I may mention some of them in a little bit. But, you know, we have something called spiritual amnesia. You know what that is? We just forget God. Somehow or another, we pass by those blessings that are in our life every single day, but we overlook the blessings of God. And we don't thank God for them. All those mighty acts that God had performed for the children of Israel. He says, Joshua, I don't want your people, my people, forgetting those things. I want you to remember what God has done. And that's what we're here today for as we take the Lord's Supper. We see the bread and we see the cup, and we are to remember what God did for us. You see, we always want him to do something for us, but we forget that he died on the cross that we might have everlasting life. And the greatest gift was God gave his son. Now, folks, and so many times we live life thinking, I'm doing this my way. I want what I want in life. I made it, and we forget God. It was God who helped us in life. And God told Joshua, listen, I want your people or the people of the Lord to remember what I have done. Now, in the Old Testament, it gives this example. In the New Testament, Jesus says in the Lord's Supper, do this in remembrance of me. Remember the Passover in the Old Testament. Remember the Lord's Supper, what Christ has done in our lives. In both of these things, cry out, remember. Don't forget what I've done for you. Now, the children of Israel, they stood on the banks of the Jordan and they looked across. They had waited for this moment to come for years. As a matter of fact, it's been ever since Abraham, and 400 years now, they've been in Egypt in slavery. How easy they would forget God's blessings if God didn't tell them to remember. You see, the mighty acts of the Lord, when he opened up the Red Sea and they walked across. The mighty acts of God when the Jordan River was about to part. Boy, how can you forget a thing like that? And yet, in our society today, isn't that our life? We forget. We forget God every Sunday. A lot of us forget God. We stay at home sometimes, and sometimes we see people out on the lake or at a ball game or something like that, and they don't think about God. Now, we can say those people are probably in the world, but how many times have we walked in and sat down to a beautiful meal that we've had and we forgot to pray? We just don't pray. We just seem to not really care. Have we forgotten God? So Joshua said, listen, guys, I want each of you to go when you cross the Jordan. I want you to pick up 12 stones, put them on your shoulder, and carry them. Now, they carried them for 6 miles to Gilgal. And there they erected a monument of these stones. And God said, through these stones, when your children ask about these stones, what do they mean? You'll say, these remind us of the blessings of God. And they're to share those blessings. Isn't it glad that you can share the blessings with other people? I tell you what, things have changed, hadn't they? I used to carry my billfold. They had this thing called a little place for pictures. And I would get my children's pictures and put in there, you know. We don't do that no more, do we? Y'all carry, well, some of you might still, but most of them today is on the iPhone, right? And oh, everybody wants to share their pictures of what? You better share your pictures of your grandchildren. Now, I know the hunters want to share the pictures of the game they hunt, and the fishermen want to share the picture of the big fish. And there was one on me there this week of a fish that I caught. And Tom wanted to share that with everybody because he didn't catch any. And I was really just showing him that time what one looked like. I guess it didn't do any good because he didn't catch any. But you see, we want to remind people, and like I just did, we want to remind people of God's faithfulness to our lives. And I can't tell you, folks, how much God has blessed me. And I am reminded of all these blessings every Sunday when I stand up here and preach and I see the people's faces. And, you know, I love that song. I told Brother Teddy, I said, that's one of my favorite songs, We Shall See Jesus. It just brings tears to my eyes because one day I have lost a lot of family. I've lost a lot of family right here. And boy, one day when we see Jesus, boy, it's going to bring us back to a time of reunion with all the believers that have gone on before us. What a family we have in Jesus, you see? And when we see Jesus, man, all of this old world's turmoil will be over. There won't be any more sickness and pain and cancer and death and a memory loss. Won't be that no more. We'll see Jesus and we'll think clearly. But oh, how we forget God. And he said, listen, take these stones and put them up, one for every tribe, and you remember these things that I've done for you. Now in our church, we have a historical committee. And I know Miss Laverne's on it. She's been on it since we've been here. And I think David and Rhonda Taylor, they've been with me for 34 years now. And they can tell you the history of this church pretty well. And they make pictures. And every once in a while, pictures went out of date now, so they take them on the camera. But, you know, they showed me these pictures, and we have them of our church as it's built. And I just look at those things, and I thank God for the blessings. We have coming up a Thanksgiving. All I can remember the first Thanksgiving we had in this church. I couldn't remember it in my mind, but as I look at those pictures and I see those pictures, you know, it was a blessing to see all of those people God has given us. Most of them are gone on to glory now. Oh, the first groundbreaking. I had a picture out here of us standing out here on barren ground, breaking the ground and with our shovels, and that's the most work some of us have done in years. But you know what? We enjoyed those things. And then homecoming. And man, when you see some people from homecoming that come, I can remember that. 87, I remember the paying for this land and the building, the first building out here. And it was just a blessing. And that little church grew and God blessed it. And it wasn't long. In 94, we built this sanctuary. And I can remember that. It was just an enormous thing going up in the life of this church and how God was blessing and people pouring in and, you know, and everything like that. And then I thought about in 2002, we built that building across the street. And I said, God, you have given us a whole lot more than we deserve. Because, oh, how easy we forget you. And then I think what God is doing now. And he says, rejoice, rejoice, and remember the things that were done. Samuel erected a huge stone and called it Eliezer, meaning thus far the Lord has blessed us. You see, can you count? You can count all the generations of those Hebrews. And as I can see the little kids coming to those big piles of stone and maybe touching them and said, what are these, Daddy? What are these? Maybe they stop for a prayer and says, you know, let's have a prayer for the blessings because God, we're to remember all the blessings that God has given us with these stones here. And verse 23 says, the generation were to live as if they themselves had been there. Now, let me tell you, I believe that goes for you and I too. We are to live as if we had been there, because we have been there. You see, God has blessed us through His Son, Jesus Christ. Remember how God has dried up the Jordan. I love that old song, were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they nailed him to a tree? Sometimes it causes me to tremble. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? This morning as we take the Lord's Supper, don't get that spiritual amnesia. You see, think about what Christ has done in your life and what he's doing for you. And then he says, Joshua, when they ask about these things in your generation, teach them to remember. Why do we do this? Why do we have the Lord's Supper? Well, one, it's for instructions. It's for instructions. A whole generation had grown up and they didn't remember being captive down there in Egypt. But listen, he said, you know, we're celebrating. I want you to remember God came and set us free by the mighty hand of God. He overcame Egypt with God. Oh, we sing it a while ago. What a mighty God we serve, folks. Through the slavery, through the plagues, through the Passover, through the Red Sea. Listen, kids, remember what God has done for us. And today I would say to you, remember, as we've come this far in your life, remember what God did on the cross for you. And if you don't know Jesus Christ this morning, what a day it would be if you would just simply say, Lord, I want what you offer me. I want the salvation that you purchased on Calvary. We sing about it a while ago. Ransom from heaven, that was Christ. He paid the price of sin that we could not pay. And he died upon the cross that we might have everlasting life. And a lot of us have not accepted Christ as our Lord and Savior. We say we didn't want any part of that. We don't want to serve God, but you know, he loves you so much that he wants you to come. Would you come today and give your life to Christ? Wouldn't it be a great day to remember that? For the rest of your life, you can remember on the day that we had the Lord's Supper, I walked down the aisle and gave my life to Christ. I wanted to call to remember his blood that was shed on Calvary. I wanted to call to remember that I was a sinner, lost and dying, and by his grace, he saved me. You know, I want to remember that every time that I think about it, I want to tell about Jesus Christ to other people. I want to carry on that heritage, that tradition. You tell them. You see, the children are the only link with this life. Those precious little children that got up and walked out a while ago, they're down there in children's church and they're telling them about the Lord's Supper. They're telling them about Jesus Christ. They're telling them about that. You know, the only life experiences a lot of them see today is TV sitcoms. And oh, that's so bad. It's so bad. And yet, when they come to church, we need to tell them there's something different. Jesus Christ is different. You see, the church needs to instruct them and our adults. That's the reason you come to Bible study, so that you can be instructed in the mighty acts of God and what he's done for us. And as the enemies of God hear, you know, I remember Rahab and the spies they sent across. They heard about how mighty God was. She said, we have heard what's happened and how your God is blessing and how he's brought you into this land. And I want to serve your God. And she hid the spies. And they said, because of your faith in God, you know, you shall be spared. She hung that rope outside the window. And when they saw that, they knew not to destroy those that was in that house. You see, God wants you to live. He wants you to have life, but you must put your faith in him. God desires that we remember the blood that was shed on Calvary. He says that after you drink this cup, you remember my blood or my new covenant in my blood till I come. As often you eat the bread, you eat it and remember my body that was broken and shed for you. You see, they look backward that we might look forward. Christ is coming. He could be here today. He could be here 10 years from now or whenever. When he gets ready, he will come. But I tell you, he will come. And the Bible says it's appointed to unto man once to die. And that might be tomorrow. It might be this evening. We never know. The only time you have is now. The Bible says now is the day of salvation. Now is the time to come. Now is the time to remember. Get your life right with God. Not next week. Man, I've heard so many people say, you know, I want to think about that a little while. Well, they died while they was thinking about it. They never came, as far as I know. You see, God desires His church to remember. And when they saw that monument, they remembered. Every time I turn the corner down here, I live in the back here. If y'all don't know where I live, please come by to see me if you need to come by. I don't mind. But you know what? Every time I turn this corner and come this way, there's a big old glass-stained window. And you know what that looks like? Someone once told me. I said, Brother Pastor, if you look at that, it looks like one of them old skeleton keys. And I thought about it, and he thought about it. I said, you know what? It probably is. This is the key to the community. Jesus Christ, if you'll open up your heart, He is the key. He'll give you life. Now, looking back is one way to remember. But our cry is onward, Christian soldiers. Onward. We press on towards the mark of the high calling. And I pray that we'll remember Jesus Christ every day. Not just in the times of suffering, not just in the times of the storms. I told my wife last night it was lightning, and it never did get here, I don't think, but it little rain, but not much. But in all that lightning, I said, you know, it's through those storms that we get blessings of rain. And it's through Christ that we get the blessings of eternal life. And we go through the storms, but He says, I go with you. I know He's right here in my heart. He's going to be there till I die. And then I'm going to be with Him. If you don't know Him, we're going to have a verse 2 of invitation. Not long, because we've got the Lord's Supper to take. And well, we're going to give you a verse or 2 to come. If you need to come to trust Him as Lord and Savior, you come as we start. If you need to make a decision, get something right, you just come to the altar and get it right and go back and sit down. If you'd like to join this church, God's led you here, you come. We'd love to have you. But whatever decision you make, make it with God and do it now. Because listen, tomorrow may never come. Heavenly Father, we thank You that we can call to remember this precious moment. And Lord, if there's someone here that needs to make any decision, Lord, let them come now, for it's in Your precious name, the name of Jesus, we ask these things. Amen.